For many Americans during this pandemic, the home office has seen a lot of activity. But as Maya Tribolsi of station KPBS reports, one San Diego man dedicated his home's workspace to his passion, American history. It's part of our arts and culture series, Canvas.
When Roger Dangel walks inside his house, he takes a step into another place and time.
Welcome to the Oval Office.
He's been collecting historical artifacts for more than 20 years. The room is now flanked by history-making documents signed by the most famous men in American history, the men that made a country.
I guess if you're going to have a theme room, you might as well have the biggest theme room you can have.
When Roger and his wife rebuilt what was once his parents' home, they designed this room to bear the famous oval shape, just like the real thing.
It's a functional desk. It's a functional office. I use it all the time.
And the size of the desk was also taken into consideration, a replica of the Resolute desk, originally a gift from Queen Victoria to then-President Rutherford B. Hayes and used by many American presidents.
This is the most famous one, of course, is John F. Kennedy with John, you know, coming out of the little door in the front, and this one has that same door in the front that you could open up as well.
But beyond the wainscoting, scalloped doorway molds, and other small, thoughtful details, this room holds treasures that transcend time, like this Lieutenant Colonel's Union uniform worn during the Civil War, with a small handwritten clue as to the person who wore it.
This was found actually in the pocket, and it does say that it did belong to Elijah Hunt Rhodes of Rhode Island, and that's kind of cool. I'm kind of an equal opportunity presidential collector, as I have every president to date except for Joe Biden, which is so new right now that I don't have a presidential document from him because he's still in office.
Some smaller pieces give us a glimpse of the personalities behind the decision makers of yesteryear.
Doodles. These are original sketches by Ronald Reagan when he was doodling as governor.
And while this original doodle sits casually on this desk in La Jolla, the Reagan Library sells copies for museum visitors.
Do you see which way the head is pointed? The head is always pointed to the olive branches with the exception of one president. The eagle turned its head to the arrows during World War II from Franklin Delano Roosevelt after they attacked Pearl Harbor. And when Harry Truman became president, the eagle's head turned back over to the olive branches, and it's remained that way ever since.
As guardian of this treasure, Roger wants these things to be accessible and, more importantly, interactive.
This would contain your laudanum, which is opium.
He says history should be touched.
And this is something they won't let you do at the Smithsonian, but we do here. And that is an actual document signed twice by Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln signed it right here and right here. August 17th, 1863.
And less than 2 years later.
These glasses were reportedly found at Ford's Theater the night that Abraham Lincoln was shot and was dropped by a patron there, a captain. If these glasses could only talk, they could tell a story.
And it is the story behind the land deed, the pardon, the court-martial, or even the Civil War bullets lodged in a piece of wood that draws Roger to these items.
I'm just holding this piece of history in my hand for a short period of time until it can be passed on to someone else.
And for lovers of history, these are reminders of how far we have come and how far we have yet to go. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Maya Tribolsi in San Diego.
What a remarkable collection. That's a treat.